Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
If we want to see a breakthrough in this new year, we've got to start in prayer. We've got to craft a prayer strategy. And we're talking with Pastor Mike Hatch from Citywide Unity Prayer. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, brother. Fighting a little cold, but I am doing absolutely wonderful. My spirit man is great. Looking forward to the new year, Scott. How about yourself?
You do two different Citywide Unity Prayer celebrations throughout the year, one usually in the summer and one that's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, we do the second Saturday of January and the second Saturday of July, and we've partnered with the Mayor's Faith Initiative. And so, yeah, it's been a magnificent thing since 2013, believe it or not. We're going into 7 years doing this thing with the Mayor's office, so it's been magnificent, wonderful.
Yeah, the mayor is usually there. She often is speaking. She's right there praying alongside us, along with other community leaders. I've seen congressmen. I've seen legislators. Oh, yeah. I've seen city councilmen.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pastors, yeah. Entrepreneurs. Yeah. I mean, it was like 700-800 people last time we did this.
Yeah, it's just grown exponentially every year. And I just found out that as part of the press release that they have, they make sure now to contact all legislators, all city councilmen, all county commissioners that goes out with their press release. When we started this, that was not even on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
My radar was simply to cause the churches to be able to come together to unify, to be able to appreciate each other's worship style, to be able to preach each other's prayer style, and just ministry as a whole. And the collateral benefit has been the government officials, has been Metropolitan Police Department, has been other media outlets. It's just been amazing, man. Things that we weren't even looking for, God has just brought it in the mix to the point that our mayor, she got actually a national award for her work with Metropolitan Police Department and the church. They're trying to figure out how in the world were you able to work with the faith-based community, the church community, and Metro at the same time. And so it's amazing. God's doing something magnificent in this city.
We're talking with Pastor Michael Hatch today at SWS Radio. We're talking about Citywide Unity Prayer. There's a big celebration going on. It's a breakfast this Saturday. Food's going to be served about 9:30 from about 10 till about noon at the historic 5th Street School. We're going to be digging into some prayer strategy for our city. When I say that, I'm not just talking about a couple of churches getting together. I mean, there's like well over 120, 130 churches that are involved, plus the city of Las Vegas, the mayor's office. We have legislators. We have entrepreneurs, and Metro gets involved. God is doing some unprecedented things in this city. The rest of the country is going like, in a city that's known as Sin City, how are the police and the schools and the city of Las Vegas digging into prayer strategy? God is doing something here, Michael.
Yes, it's amazing. I heard some history of the city that basically it's almost like we're carrying a baton right now through the prayers that were offered 30 to 50 years ago. I heard about a ministry called Dove Ministries. They began to pray for the city many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And it seems that there's been prayer offered over the years, and that now we're just the fortunate ones to be able to carry the baton through the manifestation of the things that were prayed for many years ago. And we've been praying now for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And the manifestation is coming in a magnificent way, man. It's just amazing the things that happened. Even in our mayor, she was talking about how she contracted cancer. And at the last meeting, she said, I'm cancer free. She
wow.
said, and I believe for sure it's because of you guys praying for me. And Mayor Goodman lifted her hands to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, yes, I believe it's the prayers of you guys praying for me. She lifted her hands. She's never done that before. And she said how different ones will see her at the shopping mall, at the store, you know, say, I'm still praying for you, you know. And so it's been a magnificent move, man. God knew what he had intended from the beginning. And it's just something about how when God starts to move, there's always collateral benefit. You know, there's always collateral benefit, things that you don't necessarily even think about when you're praying. You may be praying for one specific thing, but God will flourish everything around it. He says, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has planned for those that love him, but he's revealed them by his spirit. But the idea is that we don't know. But when God starts to move, man, we start to see things like this. Even the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the city of Tampa Bay, Florida, came to be trained by us
wow.
about 8 months ago in how we do some of the things we do here in the city. It was amazing.
Jesus says that people will know us by our fruit and the way that we love one another. And we're talking with Pastor Michael Hatch from Citywide Unity Prayer today at SWS Radio. Prayer is something that you've been doing with a group of other pastors. It just started with a handful of you about 12 years ago, and you said, let's meet every Saturday and let's pray for our city. I may not be able to be there 52 weeks a year, but you know what? Someone is going to be, and we're going to do this all 52 weeks. We're going to put down some root. We're going to let that grow in the soil. Now we're starting to see that fruit, Michael. And this weekend is the Citywide Unity Prayer Celebration. You do this twice a year. It's going to be going on at the historic 5th Street School, and Pastor David Tice from Liberty Baptist is going to be leading the festivities this week.
Yeah, Pastor David Tice is going to be our keynote speaker. And what's interesting about Pastor Tice is we met a few years back, and even though he's Baptist, he understands the concept of kingdom. And so no matter what your denomination is, we are all part of a kingdom, the kingdom of God. And see, what sometimes people don't understand is that the church is not the end-all, catch-all. Really, the church is actually a component of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is much larger than the church. The church is simply a part of the kingdom of God. And what's interesting is that when I come across pastors that fully understand kingdom and not my own kingdom, building my own personal kingdom, or it's all about my church, then I'm drawn to them. And Pastor David Tice has been one who has shown his understanding that he understands the church goes beyond the Baptist denomination, which is very, very powerful. And so, yes, we're looking forward to that. The 5th Street School is at 401 South 4th Street, and we're looking for a magnificent time. What I found is that as we go into 2020, God gave me a message this last Sunday, and the message was alter your altar. Meaning that when you look at the altar is the place defined as the place of destruction or the place of slaughter.
Okay.
Also the place where we meet God. When we see Abraham, Abraham began to call on the name of the Lord. When Noah came out of the ark, he built an altar. And he offered clean birds. He offered clean goats. In other words, things that were meaningful. He offered to God on the altar. When I look at that clean bird, that was something that meant something to Noah. The clean goat meant something to Noah. But Noah gave God his best, okay? And so we have to give God our best. Along with, there's some demons that bother us that we hate anyway, that we want God to deliver us from. But then there's some demons that we like. There's some things that we like, but God wants us to put those demons that we like on the altar. And sometimes we have other things on the altar that are not pleasing to God. And I use the book of Judges when Gideon's father, they were being oppressed by the Midianites for 7 years. And the reason was is because their sacrifices were offered to Baal. And what happened was God visited Gideon and said, listen, I want you to take that off of the altar and put a second bull on the altar. He took that Baal sacrifice off of the altar, put the right kind of bull on the altar, and killed it. And you remember, Gideon was a coward because he was scared. So he did it at night when nobody would see him. But the next morning, the men of the city woke up and said, who have done this thing? Who have offered this offering that is not according to our tradition? They realized it was Gideon. But notice what was powerful. Gideon's father was the one that stood up and said, no, no one will touch my son. Anybody touch my son, we put to death. Wait a minute, didn't your son just take off of your altar what you wanted to offer? So what it showed is that how God even freed and delivered Gideon's family because he altered the altar. And so the goal this year is for those that have altars to make sure they're offering God what he wants on the altar. And there are many that don't have an altar, whether it be at home. The altar is not just at your church. You need to have a place where you meet God at your home. You need to have a place you meet God in other places, whether it's a closet or whatever. But make sure that altar has the right kind of sacrifice on it. And remember, it's the place of slaughter. There's some things that folks are dealing with that are ungodly, and they know it, and they want to get rid of it, but they don't really go to the altar with the real goal of actually slaughtering it. Mm-hmm. Because if you alter your altar and let that altar be the place where you go to relieve yourself of those things that are displeasing to God, God will visit your altar. And I think that's one of the key strategies for the year we're coming into.
All right. Well, well, we're going to be talking all about that this coming Saturday at the Citywide Unity Prayer Breakfast. It's at the historic 5th Street School. Breakfast serve about 9:30 between 10 o'clock and noon. We'll be sharing. We'll be worshiping. We'll be talking about strategy in this city. And you can find more info at facebook.com/CWUPLV. Thanks, Pastor Michael.
Well, God bless you, man. Looking forward to seeing everyone. We're going to worship God, and we're going to run the devil out of town.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.